This is the Screaming Pods Network on ScreamingPods.com.
And now, on with the program.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Pilot Project. This is one of our patented mini episodes, and that's right, we have filed documents with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, signed, sealed, delivered by White Gloved Hand.
It is so successful and just great, we had to go ahead and patent it.
That's right.
We can't let somebody else have a mini episode.
That's right, nobody else can have that, and if you try to erect your own mini episode, we will sue.
Yes. You will get a cease and desist immediately.
We weren't there first, but we were there best. Right?
Yes.
My name's Mark, and that over there is Dustin. He is the Jake to my Elwood. He is he is my Bob, and we'd like to do kid stuff sometimes.
Exactly.
In the shelter of our podcast room.
Yes.
And here we are. And if you haven't, if you don't know what that's about, you should go watch a Netflix documentary called Abducted in Plain Sight.
Yes, you'll totally understand it, and I don't know if you'll like it, but you'll understand it.
You'll learn all about kid stuff.
Yes.
We're here today to talk about our last episode, the content of our last episode, the subject of our last episode, Buddies. Yeah. And we're going to talk about our next episode coming up next week. But Unfortunately, let's talk about Bosom Buddies, something that I think we both were surprised how much we enjoyed it. I thought it was going to be absolutely trash, and I ended up enjoying it.
It was actually decent quality.
Any thoughts since we recorded that with old Esther D?
I can't say that I've thought about it much since then, but I think that's also a good thing because I think the ones that are really terrible
stick
with me more.
Yeah.
You know, like 12 Men of Christmas and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That just, I think, is the most atrocious crap that's ever been created.
By the way, one of our most downloaded episodes, 12 Men of Christmas.
Was it? Okay.
Yes.
Well,
yes, it was.
I'm sorry for all of you that downloaded that.
But I thank each and every one of you.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Thank you for downloading. Yes. But. I'm sorry if you had to watch the movie. If you just enjoyed the podcast episode, I understand that.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say I've thought about it too much, but looking back on it, I still would say it's one of the better things we've seen. It did not inspire me Thomas style to go through the entire series like he is Airwolf.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm glad that we occasionally get to watch something that's tolerable.
Yeah, it was nice that, you know, not a lot of stuck with me either, other than I can't get freaking My Life out of my head by the fake Billy Joel.
Yeah.
It's one of those, like, I'll wake up some morning just randomly singing My Life.
Kind of like you did the Hitler theme a few weeks ago.
Yeah, when it's a good theme song, it gets stuck in my head. I can't help it. Be it about cross-dressing or be it about Hitler.
True.
Or the Third Reich. It just sticks with you.
Yeah.
And I'm still amazed that was not Billy Joel. So whoever that guy is deserves...
He's very close.
Three Emmys for just doing a fake Billy Joel.
Or a Grammy or something. I don't know. Whatever you get.
Maybe an EGOT. I don't know.
Yeah, there you go.
He needs all the awards all the time.
give him an Oscar.
And his category should not be cut from the Oscars like the upcoming Oscar telecast.
True.
Should not be shown in the commercial break. But we're going to celebrate him here on the show, even though they've decided to cut him from the Oscar telecast. Whoever you are.
Fake
Billy Joel.
Yeah, fake Billy Joel. They're cutting you this year.
Yeah, I'm still surprised at how much I enjoyed it. I mean, we had a lot of criticisms of it. But,
sure.
You know, I think it was well-deserved. But for the time and for the era and, you know, it had some poignant moments and some good messages, even if the comedy wasn't executed very well.
And most of the critiques we had, Esther straightened us out on anyway.
That's true. So. That's true. We were completely wrong on 90% of those things. So. You know, you just mentioned Airwolf, and we talked about Barry Van Dyke in that show and how he played St. John Hawk, who was the brother of Stringfellow Hawk, who was J. Michael Vincent.
And I see what you're connecting here. That's nice.
That's right. I like to connect those puzzle pieces and sitcom world.
That's a radio pro here.
So we talked about Barry Van Dyke, and he was the he took over for J. Michael Vincent on Airwolf in season four.
Yep.
We're gonna talk about another Van Dyke next week, and we're gonna be talking about
Dick Van Dyke.
We're gonna talk about the lesser known brother. He's probably the second well most known Van Dyke of the Van
well
Dyke
most
family.
Known yeah that's true yeah.
Second well most known well mo- well well known it's not a phrase
well I know,
second
that's why
well
I was repeating
known
it.
Most second
most well known
most well known
yeah
words
yeah.
We're talking about Jerry Van Dyke. He of U.S. Army fame, I believe, at one point.
True.
He got his start playing doing stand-up in the Army, And he went on to play an army soldier in the Dick Van Dyke Show.
I would say Coach is probably the thing most people know
and,
him for.
Exactly. And he's most well known for doing Coach as Luther and Coach, the assistant coach of the assistant coach to Coach.
To Craig T. Nelson.
To Coach T. Nelson. Yep. Yes. So you probably know him from that, but he did a show in 1965 from the creators of The Munsters, the creators of Get Smart. It's a show called My Mother, the Car.
Yes.
And if you've never heard of the show, I don't blame you. It ran for one season, 30 episodes, and it's all about
I feel like it's weird enough that it might be kind of a pop culture reference that
people
have heard of.
It might be. I don't know. I mean, we live in a weird bubble of references to that show here in Dallas, and nobody else will understand it outside of us, but it comes up frequently.
True.
And it's all about Jerry Van Dyke plays a man named David Crabtree, who goes to buy a car one day at a lot, ostensibly a station wagon. And he finds that he comes home with a 1928 Porter, which is looks kind of like a Model T.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all because his mother has been reincarnated as a car.
Yes.
As the 1928 Porter. And he buys her off the lot and takes her home. And it's kind of like Mr. Ed. It's kind of like Mr. Ed, but with a car.
Kind of. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, replace the horse with a car.
Nobody had to stick a carrot in the car's ass, though, to make its lips move.
I thought it was peanut butter in the mouth. It was a carrot in the ass.
I don't know. Whatever it was. I've heard different things. Some of those may be internet rumors.
That's true.
Sometimes the internet lies, Mark.
Have you watched the show yet?
Not yet, no.
Okay. Well, you're in for a real damn treat. I will be watching it for my second time probably tomorrow or Sunday morning.
I'll be watching it tomorrow, yes.
Depending when we record
it. And finishing the notes tomorrow.
I don't want to go too much into it. It's just a real treat.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll just leave it at that.
I'm not saying I wouldn't say I'm looking forward to it, but...
And I will say, once again, it has a really catchy theme song, so I'll give it that.
All right.
It may stick with you. It'll be another contender for, I don't know what best theme song, but it's up there, you know. Of notable theme songs.
You're going to have so many rotating theme songs in your head.
I know.
Hitler to Cars to Bosom Buddies.
If you want to watch the show, you can go to YouTube. It is out there in full SD quality.
Nope.
Not tiny, bouncy Bosom Buddies quality bouncing around. It's full on, full screen SD quality.
Nice.
Just like it was aired in 1965. Color.
Jerry Van Dyke dead.
Yeah, he died last year, actually.
Okay, yeah, I thought it was recent.
I can't remember if we put him in the Double Dead Hall of Fame at the end of 2018 or not.
I think we did, actually.
I think he was in contention, but he may have been shot out. I don't remember.
He was at least up, yeah.
Yeah. Yes, he is Double Dead. So we're celebrating the Double Dead death of Jerry Van Dyke.
Yes.
By taking on My Mother, the Car, which you can find on YouTube. And that's really, why would you pay for it? I'm sure you can find it. If you want to, you can buy it on DVD, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure you can.
Go watch it on YouTube. If you have any thoughts on this episode, feel free to, while we do our next mini episode, you can email us at pilotprojectpod@gmail.com, pilotprojectpod@gmail.com. Feel free to hit us up there with your comments, thoughts, anything we missed, because I'm sure we're going to miss a lot. Maybe we can get Esther to be our official critic of our show. And
she could do our fact checks at the end of the episode.
She could be our fact checker, absolutely.
Armchair expert style.
Absolutely. Yep. All right. Well, for Dustin, I'm Mark, and for Mark, I'm Dustin.
Yes.
This has been another very special episode of The Pilot Project.
So special.
See you next episode for My Mother, the Car. The Pilot Project is produced by Mark Hudson and Dustin Taylor. We have new episodes every Friday. Email us at pilotprojectpod@gmail.com or find us on social channels as @pilotprojectpod. Links to subscribe to this show for free and links to the TV shows we watch can be found in this episode's show notes or on our website at pilotprojectpod.com.
Thank you for tuning into The Pilot Project.
I'm loving this show.
We hope you enjoyed the show. See you next episode.